For 2017, the theme of the Earth Day Pensacola Festival is once again energy, transportation, and sustainability.
Well, when you look at what has the biggest impact, you know, it would definitely be energy and transportation. And impact is what I mean is as far as climate change goes. And sustainability, I mean, that's everything. It's everything.
Eric St. Pierre is one of the organizers of Earth Day Pensacola, which will be held from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Bayview Park.
You know, we're involved in so many unstable practices and, you know, so many systems that we have. We think we can grow infinitely in a finite system, and that's just not possible. So that's why we try to hit that home run, so to speak, every year.
In support of the theme, there will be a number of vendors featuring share riding, public transportation, and a display of hybrid vehicles. Also, there will be information on wind energy and solar energy, as well as gardening, plant, and water education. There will be a designated kids' activity area, food, music, dancing, and yoga. New for this year, Earth Day Pensacola is sponsoring a local charity. Funds raised at Saturday's event will go to the environmental group 350 Pensacola. Also new for this year is their partnership with the March for Science. St. Pierre called that move a no-brainer.
Climate change has become politicized, and we have representatives who have no scientific background making legislation based on the fear of what's good for the environment is by default bad for the economy. And so to take it away from the political climate, no pun intended, we wanted to involve them and really get that message out.
In Pensacola, the March for Science will begin at 9 o'clock Saturday morning, a prelude to the Earth Day Festival to be held on location at Bayview Park. One of the leaders of the march will be Karen Atkinson Sanchez, a local science educator for almost two decades.
Growing up, my dad was an engineer, you know, science, technology, math, you know, those things were always really big at home. I was the kid who was winning science fair projects for my school and my district, not just, you know, random different science topics, but they were always earth and environment related.
One of those projects focused on the Exxon Valdez oil spill and another on the effect of CFCs depleting the ozone layer. Now, while this global march for science is in response to political policies, Sanchez says, first and foremost, it's a nonpartisan celebration of fact-based science.
This is for everyone who can recognize, appreciate, respect the role that science and technology plays in their everyday lives. This is not blue or red. This is not partisan. This is for everyone who wants to come out and be a part of that.
According to the March for Science website, there will be 517 satellite marches worldwide. 21 of them will be in Florida, including Pensacola, Panama City, and Fort Walton Beach. In Fort Walton, the march will be held from 9 a.m. until noon, beginning and ending at the Emerald Coast Science Center. Now, staying in Okaloosa County, residents can also participate in the annual Earth Day Beach Cleanup. That's from 8 until 10 a.m. at three locations, including Okaloosa Island at Beasley Park, at the Seashore Beach Walk on Okaloosa Island, and Henderson Beach State Park in Destin.
Volunteers of all ages are welcome, and they'll be receiving event T-shirts, litter bags, recyclable gloves, bottled water, and we hope lots of fun in the sun.
Nancy Husong is with the Okaloosa Tourist Development Council, which has been organizing the beach cleanup for the past several years. She says it's a good fit since the county's number one asset for tourism is its pristine coastline. Their main focus, she says, will be picking up all forms of plastic, including the number one litter item, cigarette butts.
Plastic never disappears from the environment once it's there. It degrades into smaller pieces that they call microplastics. Not only do we find those in our oceans now, but also in our drinking water, in our lakes, and our aquifers.
And while Okaloosa is focusing on local beaches, Santa Rosa County will be conducting an Earth Day edition of the annual Keep America Beautiful, Great American Cleanup. Kevin Smith, executive director of the Santa Rosa Clean Community System, says for this, every area of the county is fair game.
We do have someone in Navarre that's participating and doing a cleanup Saturday, but we're also all the way up to Munson and Jay We're doing the whole county, not just waterways. And we also have the Blackwater Pirates that's participating in the Great American Cleanup, and they're actually going to be on the Blackwater River cleaning up.
For the cleanup in Santa Rosa, Waste Pro is donating 4 large dumpsters that will be placed in various locations across the county, including Milton, Baghdad, Munson, and Floridale. For more information about this and other Earth Day activities across the region, visit our website, wuwf.org. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.